Welcome to episode 2615 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our series we're exploring this week. We are exploring the theme of listening to your inner wisdom and the wisdom others impart to you. And you have a special challenge this week to listen intently to others. Give them your undivided attention. And this is hard to do, especially if you have a mobile device in your hand or pocket. There's a tendency to check it. So if you could put away your devices when you're speaking with someone and become fully present with the person, you will be surprised by what a deeper, more meaningful connection you experience. And this is a theme by request from your fellow meditator, Kristen Neubauer, who is a journalist with Reuters from Washington, D.C. So I thank Kristen for recommending this series. She selected the challenge, and she also selected a book that she highly recommends. It is a book by Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese Buddhist monk who wrote extensively and shared and taught extensively on mindfulness. He recently passed away, and he wrote a book entitled Fear, among many books he has written. And this is a great book to read during these uncertain times because it helps you to feel more hopeful about the future, regardless of what's going on in your world or in your life. When you become fully present and engaged and listen to what your mind and body is revealing to you, and also to what others reveal to you in your conversations with them, you begin to gain a great awareness that gives you hope. So I thought I'd share this quote from his book, Fear. He says, "The only way to ease our fear and be truly happy is to acknowledge our fear and look deeply at its source. Instead of trying to escape from our fear, we can invite it up to our awareness and look at it clearly and deeply." And this is what you've been doing all week long. So make sure you are subscribed so you do not miss a single episode. And again, I so value your reviews and rating of the podcast. They help others to find the podcast, and they help me to make the podcast just right for you. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, pause for a moment. And in today's meditation, you're going to be guided as you reflect on the wisdom of a friend. So bring to mind a friend, someone who makes a difference in your life. It could even be someone you're not sure about, someone who you're friends with, but you're not really sure that it's a deep, meaningful connection. Bring this person to mind. Straighten your spine and gently elevate your eyes ever so gently upwards. And as you do so, notice if you experience a subtle upward shift in your consciousness. Release any tension in your body, noticing where you hold particular tension. Name your mood. What emotions are you feeling right now? I invite you to do a mudra. This technique stimulates a corresponding region of your brain when you tap together your hands and your fingers. We have so many nerve endings on our hands and fingers. So when you touch together your thumb with your index finger, creating a circle, doing this with both hands, you are creating the Qin Mudra for connection and unity. Your thumb touching your index finger, creating a circle of unity. This is what a true friendship represents. Unity. It helps to elevate your life when you're engaged in a friendship where you can be completely at ease. As you visualize your friend, mentally affirm, I honor the wisdom of others. I honor the wisdom of others. Take a deep inhale through your nose and visualize your friend. As you exhale, release your breath gently and feel yourself open up to being receptive to the wisdom they impart to you. How do you feel when you're with your friend? Name the emotions you most likely associate with your friendship. What messages or wisdom does your friend impart to you, even non-verbally? How do you feel when you come away from an interaction with your friend? Allow yourself to sit in stillness, opening up to the wisdom of your friend. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.